Okay, a little something different now for all you fans out there of our GeoQuiz. We want to try something new, and we need your help and your curiosity. So send us your travel stories or geographic curiosity questions. Take us somewhere in the form of a quiz. We'll pick some of your best quizzes to share here on the show. Ready? Here's the first one.
Hi, my name is Ben Leeds Carson. I'm a composer living in Santa Cruz, California. That was my cat, Moira, who is going to be 17 years old in December. So I'm a frequent listener to the world, and I love the GeoQuiz. And while I was listening recently, I remembered a quiz my father used to give us. Of the following U.S. states, Connecticut, Nebraska, and California, which ones fall entirely south of Canada's southernmost border? So again, the question is, Connecticut, Nebraska, and California, which ones fall entirely south of Canada's southernmost border? And the answer is none. The U.S. border with Canada at its southernmost point in Lake Erie dips just below the 42nd parallel, which means it's just below the northern borders of Connecticut, Utah, Nebraska, and California. Canada's middle island is actually more than a quarter of a degree south of the 42nd parallel, which places it further south than locations in 27 of the 50 United States. When I was young, my father, who is still a geologist at Whitman College, his research took us all across the United States several times, and we crossed both the United States and Canada by car nearly a dozen times. When my father was in the driver's seat, he paid almost as much attention to the landscape as he did to where we were going. And so there were often clever little quizzes that would come out about the Missoula floods or about glaciation or about the plate tectonics of our continent. It was almost like we were getting a geology lecture every day in the car. One of the things that a geologist knows about the landscape is that there are so many layers of time that are evident all in one place and all in one view. And for me, knowing that time exists kind of all at once in one place has a really big impact on my work as a composer. And it encourages me to think of music as something that can be fast and slow at the same time. It encourages me to think of rhythms as occurring in many different directions and places all at once.
Great stuff, Ben. Music composed by world listener Ben Leeds Carson in Santa Cruz, California. Learn how you can submit your own quiz. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. This is PRI.